It is time for our weekly chat with Flotess, our first lady of the Eugene sports scene. Find all she does on KEZI, either catch the sports on channel 709 on your Comcast system. Catch up online, KEZI.com. Follow on Twitter. Use the handle at Kristen E. Rogers. As always, use the D like the all-pro Packer quarterback. KR, how are you?
Steve, happy Friday. Your transitions are just so flawless these days.
These days? So you're noticing some improvement as I get into my mid-50s.
Yeah, definitely improvement on the uphill from there.
All right. So we didn't do the segment last week because we were having fun. We were out at the Bilotti MDA fundraising scramble. It was a great cause, a great turnout. Your first time taking part in the event. So what'd you think? The golf, the venue, the day, and most importantly, your teammates.
I don't think I should talk about the teammates because I may only have bad things to say about them. I'm totally kidding. No, it's such a fun event. I mean, the course was just in beautiful condition. I think it was something like 80 degrees out there, right?
So right.
It was beautiful. As much as you guys protested, I did not have to get a massage because my shoulders were not that sore from carrying you guys all day.
Yeah, we joke about it, but I got to tell you, we didn't make a bogey, six birdies, an eagle for us three guys, and for you, I got to tell you, I felt pretty good about the way we played.
Hey, me too, and because I had to leave early because I had to go to work, in my mind, we won. So that's a big plus in my book.
Now, I saw on your Twitter timeline, you posted a GIF, a shot from, you had to be a good 85, 90 feet from the cup. So where were you? What club did you use? And how close did you come from holing it?
Yeah, so I think I know what shot you're talking about. Actually, the day before I went out and played with you guys for Bilotti Tournament, I was out at Diamond Woods Golf Course doing a really fun feature on this golf skate caddy that they have. They're actually the only course in Oregon that currently has the golf skate caddy. And for those of you who don't know, it's basically like riding a motorized skateboard on the course, and it's really, really fun. It takes a getting used to just a little bit, but it's very fun. So I went out and I played with Thurston Pro, and I, you know, played a few holes and, tried to get ready for the tournament. And also tried out their new golf skate caddy. And, that was on 18. I had a 60-degree wedge. And, I've been trying my entire life to make it into KEZI Sunday Sports Extra top plays of the week. And unfortunately, my dreams were shattered as the ball I was not able to chip in. If it did, I would have made it. However, I am still owe for as many shows as I've done.
All right. Well, it's a little something to aspire to the rest of the spring and summer.
Oh, yeah.
We continue with Kristen Rogers, KEZI Sports. So you were with the Duck softball team at Jane Sanders Stadium as they watched the selection show. You know, they were high in the rankings, but ninth in the power polls. So it was not a lock they were going to get to host a regional, but they do. So the mood when the word came down, was it excitement? Was it relief? How would you describe the reaction of the team upon that announcement?
Oh, just complete excitement. You know, I think people were trying to get kind of into the nitty-gritty of, are they happy with a 5 seed? And, I mean, they're just happy being a top 8 seed and knowing that if they move on from this weekend that they're going to have super regionals as well. So I know that they're excited. And, you know, they've never lost a regional game underneath Mike White before. So they're kind of looking like they're good, along with the death taxes and probably Oregon track winning Pac-12 titles. You can add Oregon softball moving on for regionals to the list of the inevitable things that happen in life. So I think that they're feeling good right now. And then probably the biggest motivator of them all is that if regionals do go to chalk this weekend, then Oregon will face UCLA in super regionals, knowing that it's the same UCLA team that was the only conference team to take a series against them this year. And, of course, was that UCLA team that knocked them out of the first round of the Women's College World Series last year.
Oh, good one. We've had Coach White on many times, and in recent weeks, Sheridan Hawkins, Coral Costa. They've been to back-to-back World Series. You cover them pretty frequently. Would I be accurate in saying while they're obviously focused and understand the importance of not looking past a round or an opponent, they're kind of open and not being coy about that ultimate goal of winning the whole thing in Oklahoma City?
Oh, of course. And I mean, this is a team that the seniors have accomplished pretty much everything that they can accomplish besides winning a Women's College World Series title. And they're not going to be shy about the fact that that's what they're aiming for this season. And, you know, they know it's their last shot. So, of course, the senior class is such a special senior class. They're going to make sure that they go out there and they get it and they make that trip back to Oklahoma City.
We'll switch to track and field as we continue with Kristen Rogers. You had a sit down with Raven Rogers, who made a major splash as a freshman last year, won the 800, fastest time ever for freshmen at the NCAAs. Then last weekend, she defended her title at the Pac-12s. You could say this year presented that tough act to follow, but man, her sophomore year's been pretty strong as well, hasn't it?
I mean, she's phenomenal, and yeah, as you mentioned, I sat down with her yesterday, and I actually sat down with Devin Allen today, trying to get all those NCAA features out of the way before they actually have to, you know, focus on track.
Right.
But Raven is phenomenal. I mean, she has done such a good job this year in her sophomore season, and the lessons she learned so far are basically how to deal with the stresses of running. She actually says that she gets butterflies every single time that she runs a race, and she almost needs that nervous energy to get her out there on the track and perform well. And I think it's funny because she always says she's so nervous she has to have a phone call from her parents, her mom, and her family before she goes out and competes. But I think what we know her best for is just that smile. You know, she's one of the most positive people, and talking with her was really, really cool. And she's got a great story, so I can't wait to share it.
What did you have Devin Allen doing? Are you pawning off your work on him?
I'll break this news on your show, Steve. I'm no longer going to be a reporter. I'm actually going to start taking up the 110 hurdles, and Devin is going to be the new reporter for KZI. No, but really, I mean, he's such a funny guy. So we went out on the streets and asked some people some questions, a la Jimmy Kimmel and Lie Witness News. But
nice.
Got some really funny answers. I guess the only bit that I'll tell you right now is Marcus Mariota may be throwing javelin in the Olympics this summer, and unfortunately it's just going to have to miss the first three games for the Titans this season.
Wow. Late breaking news brought to you by Kristen Rogers, KEZI, on 95.3 The Score. I know this sounds obvious, but you know, you grew up in the Bay Area, followed a lot of strong college and pro teams, went to USC, a school that's been known to dominate in certain sports. But, man, from Vinlanana, now Robert Johnson, the men and women of Oregon winning the conference 10 and 8 straight times. You spend time around these athletes. I mean, how do you put this, pun intended, how do you keep track of just these amazing performers and what they accomplished again?
I mean, you know, I said it before when I was joking about Oregon softball, but Oregon track winning conference titles is one of the most inevitable things to happen, and it really just shows the culture of winning that this program has created, and the fact that it's year after year they're able to get fresh new talent in and, you know, kind of move this program forward each season. It's phenomenal to watch, and you know, it's also fun to ask these athletes what their secret to success is. Actually, when I was talking with Devin today, I asked him, you know, he's run 5 110-meter hurdle events this season, and he's won all 5. So, of course, I have to ask him what his secret to success is. And spoiler alert, he says he has to win a video game before he's able to go out on the track. So it might take him like 5-6 times, but he's playing like Call of Duty, Halo, like FIFA. He needs to make sure that he has a win in a video game underneath his belt before he can go out and compete.
Well, that's interesting. I would have said the best advice would be finish ahead of everybody, but I guess that works. All right. I've got one more question. NBA playoffs, your Warriors, crazy third quarter by Westbrook in game one. Then Wednesday night, Curry hit the switch, scored more points in 100 seconds than they scored the whole fourth quarter in game one. So
he's not human.
Yeah. Hit rewind. What did you think about this series going in, and has anything changed? What are you now feeling about your Golden Staters defending their title?
Yeah, I'll give you my perspective as a fan, but I was nervous that we were going to face off against the Thunder, that the Warriors were going to face the Thunder, because they're just playing the kind of basketball you need to be playing in the NBA playoffs, and especially in the Western Conference Finals. I had a feeling that it was going to go to 6-7 games, and I still think it's going to go to 6-7 games. I think that you were able to see Oklahoma City do kind of what the Warriors did to the Blazers in terms of Warriors won the first three quarters, but it only takes one quarter for things to completely change directions, especially when that is going to be the fourth quarter. So I kind of knew, just because they're the Golden State Warriors, that they weren't going to drop game two. But I think this is really shaping up to be a phenomenal, phenomenal series. And as a fan, I really just want to see seven games, because we're seeing some phenomenal basketball right now.
And not only mention that, but the East looks crappy. So I would imagine you've got a relatively busy weekend ahead of you, KR.
Yeah, I'm actually headed out to softball later tonight for 8:30. So if you want to come out and say hi, I'll be out there. And then we have high school track championships, NCAA women's golf going on. Of course, big series for the Ducks over at PK Park. So there is a lot going on this weekend, and trying to be there for everything.
All right. Hey, always fun, KR. Appreciate the time. Have a great weekend. We'll catch up next week.
Thanks. You too, Steve.
Take it easy.